Hello and welcome back to New Jersey's How About That podcast, the podcast where we discuss everything New Jersey tax related. I'm your host, Mike, and today we're going to talk a little bit about the Homestead Benefit Program. Now, the division offers a couple of property tax relief programs. We have the Senior Freeze, also known as the Property Tax Reimbursement for eligible senior citizens and disabled persons, and we also have this program, the Homestead Benefit. The Homestead Benefit has been around since about the mid-90s. The program has definitely evolved over the years. It's been nicknamed many things, and we want to give you a little insight on the program as it stands today. Joining us today is Abra, an instructor with Taxation University. Abra is going to explain the program, who's eligible to apply, how and when to file the application, and give some information on how we actually receive the benefit. Good morning, Abra. Thanks for stopping in today.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me. I've been with the Homestead program for about 21 years now, so I hope I can provide some helpful information to your audience.
I'm sure you can. First off, can everybody apply for this benefit?
No, not everyone. Only New Jersey homeowners can apply for this. The division used to offer a tenant rebate for renters. That was about 10 years ago. However, it was suspended in 2009, so this rebate is just for homeowners.
Okay, so you just have to be a homeowner?
Yes, and the home has to have been your primary residence on October 1st of the application year.
Okay, so what do you mean by application year?
Well, we're now in 2020, but we're getting ready to file, or not getting ready to file, we just completed the 2017 Homestead Benefit filing for that year. This program is on a delay, so applicants must file for the property they lived in on October the 1st, 2017. If you've since moved to a new property, that's okay. You should file for the property that you lived in and you owned on October 1 of 2017. You would just indicate on the application that you no longer own the that home, and I'll give you a little bit more about that a little later.
Okay.
But one thing I want to stress here is that you must have lived in this home as your principal residence. You are not eligible to file for a vacation home or second home.
Okay, so can you help us understand more, what is a principal residence?
A principal residence is really what you would consider your permanent address, your primary location, your legal address. It's the location where a person lives the majority of the year. It's also that legal address that you use for voter registration that you can use on your driver's license. Ownership of a property itself does not mean it's your principal residence. Likewise, putting furniture in a place or personal belongings in a property doesn't necessarily qualify it as a principal resident.
All right, good. So say if you live in Florida for part of the year, New Jersey for the other part, you have a Florida driver's license, you vote in Florida, you're not considered a New Jersey resident for this program, you want to be eligible.
Exactly.
Okay.
If you own a home in Trenton and a beach house at the Jersey Shore, you can only file for your primary residence. Your driver's license, your voter registration, the address you have on those type of items really is an indicator of what you consider to be your primary residence. So if you own multiple properties in New Jersey, you might get a mailer for all of the properties you own, but only the property that is your primary residence should be the property that you file for.
All right, so own a primary residence in New Jersey. Are there any other eligibility requirements?
Yes, your property has to be subject to property taxes, and those taxes have to be paid. If your home is exempt from taxes, you don't qualify. For example, if you make pilot payments, which are payments in lieu of tax, or you're a 100% disabled veteran, you wouldn't qualify because you're not actually paying property taxes. Next, there's the income threshold. If you're under age 65 and you're not disabled, then your gross income has to be less than $75,000, and that's regardless of filing status. If you're age 65 or older, or you're blind or disabled, your gross income has to be less than $150,000, again, regardless of filing status.
All right, good stuff. So to recap, you have to own and occupy a New Jersey residence on October 1st, property taxes have to be paid, and you have to be under the designated income threshold for your age or disability status. Great. Now, how do we file for this benefit?
Well, informational mailers were sent out to New Jersey residents in September. The mailer, or an email if the homeowner chose on a previous application, contains an ID number and a PIN number that's specific to the property and the homeowner, and it directs them to file the application either online or over the phone.
So it's that easy? You get something in the mail, go to our website, call the phone number?
Pretty much.
Okay.
The mailer tells the homeowner what information to have available when filing. You hopefully know your personal information already, like your birth date, your social security number.
One would hope.
Right. And then you just make sure that you have your New Jersey tax records from that year to access some information. So it's pretty simple.
All right, good. And can everybody file electronically or over the phone?
No, not everyone. Sometimes a homeowner may have to file a paper homestead benefit application.
Okay.
For instance, if you're filing for a property that's held in trust, or if the homeowner has since passed away, or you own the property with someone who's not your spouse, but your mailer shows both you and the other owner's name on
mm-hmm.
it, you would have to paper file. These type of situations require supporting documentation, such as a death certificate, a copy of a deed, something like that. So by paper filing, you're able to include those documents
Good.
With your application.
And are these paper applications available on our division website?
Mm-hmm. All applicants would start the process by going online or calling the filing hotline with when their mailer arrives. Using that ID and PIN, they'll find out, or you can find out if you have to file by paper once you begin. You'll have the option to print the application or have one mailed.
Mm-hmm.
New this year, we introduced fill and file, which is a way to electronically file a paper application.
Mm.
Paper applicants can upload their supporting documents and submit them electronically with the application, rather than making photocopies and physically mailing them to us.
Good.
And of course, all of this information is available on our website at www.njtaxation.org.
So a lot of this information is on this mailer. What if somebody does not receive their mailer?
If you filed in a prior year, you can actually go to our website and request to electronically receive the ID and PIN. Some people, such as new homeowners or those whose property was new construction, may need to contact us for the ID and PIN mm. in order to file for the property the first time.
And is there a specific phone number or email address? What's the best way to get in touch with us?
Yes, the phone number is 1-888-213-1233, or you can visit our website at njtaxation.org and choose the option to email us if that's what they would prefer. Most important thing when mm-hmm. you're filing the homestead benefit is you want to get a confirmation number. Once you receive the application, the computer or the telefile system will give you the confirmation number to print out or to write down on your mailer, which is your proof of filing. For those sending a paper application, I definitely recommend that they keep a copy for their records and even get a mail receipt mm-hmm. just in case it gets lost in transit and the deadline has already passed.
And we've seen that happen before, things getting lost.
Mm-hmm.
They can also drop it off at one of our regional information centers that we have throughout the state. You can find a list of those on our website. I guess the big question people probably want to know is, how much is this benefit?
Well, the amount varies. It's a percentage calculated based on your age and disability status, your income for the year, and your property tax amount. And to clarify that last point a little more, they use the 2006 property tax amount.
Hmm.
If your home wasn't constructed in 2006, they use the amount of property taxes that would have been assessed as if it had been built then. So they factor all of that in and come up with an amount to credit you.
Okay, so you said credit. It's a credit?
Yes. The way the homestead benefit typically
mm-hmm.
gets paid is as a credit on your property tax bill. If your application is approved, we send the money directly to your township or municipality, and you can see it reflected on your property tax bill.
All right, so just to reiterate, it's normally not a check, it's a credit.
Yes, usually, which is why it is very important for those who sell their home or think they might sell their home to indicate that on the homestead benefit application. We have a specific question on the application that asks whether or not you sold or plan on selling your home. If you answer no, then you will end up selling it,
mm-hmm.
the new owners will get the credit on their property tax bill.
Oh, that would not be good for you. Be good for them. I'm sure they'd like that.
Yeah.
If that does happen, is there any way to get it back?
No, unfortunately not. Once the credit is issued to the municipal tax office, it stays with the property.
Mm-hmm.
However, to avoid losing the credit, if out of the blue the homeowner ends up selling the property in the process of selling the property after they file the application, they can discuss the credit with their attorney or the closing agent and take it into account during closing.
And what if they do tell us that they sold the home?
If on the application you did let us know that you sold or plan to sell the property, you will be given the option for a direct deposit or to have a check mailed to your new address.
All right, good. So definitely something to keep in mind if you sold your home in, say, 2018. There's a line on the application for you to tell us that, answer it correctly, so your money doesn't get credited to the property itself and to the people who actually bought your house, and we can send a check to you. All right, that's about it for today. We've discussed the homestead benefit, what it is, how to file for it, the eligibility requirements. If you do need more information on that, you can go to our website, njtaxation.org, or you can call 888-213-1233. I want to thank Abra for being our guest. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excellent information. And we will see you next time on the How About That podcast. Happy trails.